Look to your neighbor on your right. I know this is not good grammar, but look to them and say, it don't look good. Turn to somebody else and say, but it's all good. Amen. There are things going on in our life that just don't look good. Pastor Hart used to say this, and I looked this up for five. I just went crazy looking this up. He called it miracle. God is a miracle worker. Well, I looked up miracle, so then I tried looking up miracle, Elder Green. Because his definition of what a miracle was incredible to me. So I wanted to see it. I wanted to find it. Man, I researched this word in the Greek. I researched it in the Hebrew. I went to the library and got the original writings, and I just could not find a definition for the word miracle. So I even called Chicago, the Library of Chicago, where I call and get information or go online and get information from the library. They have the original writings there also. That's how I found out about the Masoret Code, which God hides words in so that man cannot discern it until he wants him to. And I could not find it. Well, I know a lot of y'all never really paid attention to Pastor Hart when he was talking, gave you the definition of what a miracle was. I paid close attention because it was so profound. And I saw that this week. I saw the manifestation of what he was saying. Pastor Hart's definition of a miracle was when God intervenes into the affairs of mankind.
Amen.
That was his definition of miracle. I looked it up, Sister Rochelle. I could not find that definition. Finally, I gave up. And I was studying one night, and I came across the word miracle. And God says, don't you know that I reveal myself to men and women?
Right.
Did I give them definition of words that you've never heard of?
Yeah.
He said, how pleasing is it to know that when I give you a miracle, that it's me, myself, divinely intervening in your affairs. Is that not miraculous?
Yeah.
That is miraculous.
Yeah.
And it just kind of just blew me away. And when you see it happening right before your very eyes, and you still don't understand it, I'm still trying to gravitate to what God did. It just hasn't really hit me yet.
Amen.
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 You'd have to know where I was and what I was going through to really understand what I'm talking about.
Amen.
And I ain't about to tell you, because if I tell you, by the time you get to tell somebody else, it's going to sound different. It ain't going to be the same thing. But I found out, it just don't look good, Brother Darius. When you look at your situations and your circumstances, they don't look good.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like it's going to work out for you.
Amen.
Because it seems like the deck is stacked against you.
Amen.
You're looking at this, it's against you. You're looking at that, it's against you. You're feeling that. Your feelings are against you. Your emotions are against you.
Yeah.
Everything is working against you. But God is saying you have to still have expectation.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Regardless of your feelings or your emotions and what you're going through, you still have to say unto the Lord, Father, I still expect a miracle.
Amen.
I better stop teasing. I already picked up some bad habits, Pastor Hart said, because I laughed about it all the time. Used to tease Brother Hart about wearing sweat socks in his dress shoes. Now I do it all the time. I got a drawer full of dress socks. I go in there and move them dress socks out the way and grab me a pair of sweat socks. Be careful who you make fun of. Go to the book of Romans real quick. Romans 8. The 24th verse. It don't look good. But it's all good. It says, for we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, do we with patience wait for? 27. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth that it is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to purpose. Amen. We want to put the word "the" in front of purpose, but it takes away from the power of the word purpose. The word "the" actually doesn't go there in the original writings. It just says purpose, because God's purpose is emanating. Amen. It's incredible. And it's amazing how God will minister to you. For we are saved. The word "saved" means delivered or protected by hope. How can you be delivered or protected by something you cannot see? You can't put your hands on it. Amen. You can't, you don't know where it's at. But see, that's where we get into the tricky part. Because the word hope, the translation for the word hope is expectation. So regardless of what you're going through, you have to expect the best out of it. Amen. Because when you stop expecting, then you can no longer receive. So you're protected by or through expectations and confidence. Well, how do you get confidence? By practicing a thing. Whatever you want to become good at, you practice at it. It builds confidence. So that in your worst scenario, in your worst situation, you still have the confidence that it's going to be all right. So that's why we go through all the things we go through, so that God can use our situation and circumstance to build confidence in our lives, which comes from expectation. So you expect to have the confidence. You expect God to move, even though everything is stacked against you, even though you can't see it. You still expect God, because hope is something divine. Hope is an intervention of God. So you're expecting God to intervene in your situation. But your mind, your mindset, or your flesh will tell you that you got yourself here. So how can you expect God to intervene?
Yeah, right.
Ah, that's when you say to yourself, well, because I'm a part of purpose. I am a part of purpose. How many in here God done did something the miraculous for, and you didn't understand how he did it?
Yeah.
And then after you can understand why he did it, you had to figure out why he did it. Especially when you come to the conclusion that you really didn't deserve it. Because hope, even though you can't see it, it's the proof of who God is. You have to remember, the guy that wrote this book, had to expect things without actually seeing them. But what hope that is seen is not hope. If you can see it, if you can look at it, then you don't need hope. Y'all know that story of the boy in the water? He was hoping with expectation that the Lord would send him a log. He had expectation, hope, confidence that God was going to send him a log. But then when he could see the log, he didn't need God no more. He didn't need expectation. But God, that's why God don't let you see. That's why he don't let you touch it. So that you'll always expect and have confidence in him and not in yourself. Because, you know, we can have confidence in ourselves. For what a man seeth, why does he hope for? If you can see it, what you hoping for? When you were trying to get that car, that house, you had great expectations. But when you got it, you gave up. You had no more hope. Amen. If God blessed me with one, I expect something better. Your expectation has continually manifest and grow in your life. But if hope, in 25, but if hope, well, look at the word hope. But why does he yet hope for? The word hope here means expect or confide. You say, well, isn't that the same as expectation and confidence? It could be. But now it's talking about you personally, not just your spirit, man, but now it's talking about you confiding in God. That's where the trouble comes in, because we hear God in our spirit telling us to have confidence, but our flesh saying, boy, you done did it now. You going down. You done messed up for the last time. I'm finna burn your bridge. You'll never make it back. And all the time you can't see it, God is putting the bridge back together. Because you've learned to expect the impossible. Yeah. But if we hope for what that we see, we do not with patience wait for it. The word with means through. Well, look at that word patience. It means endurance and consistency. Boy, I'm going to tell you. I was enduring, Brother Andy, but I wasn't consistent. All I could see was what was before me, Brother Little John. And what was before me had the best hand. That's when the saints come in. When you can't find yourself praying and believing God for yourself, they strengthen you. That's why it's so important that you be able to confide in folks, so that they'll pray for you with their spirit and not pray on you with their mouths.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
The word pray is P-R-A-Y. The word other word pray is P-R-E-Y. So, and it also, there's another word that I forgot to put in there that we find hard to do, because I have cheerful endurance.
Yeah.
Now that's rough, Elder Redwine, when you can say, Lord, thank you for me being sick. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, thank you that they repossess my car. Bless your holy name. Lord, I praise you that they set my stuff out on the street. And I have nowhere to go. But bless your holy name. Tell me that ain't hard. God will provoke you to confidence. Because he'll let you get yourself in a jam, and then he'll make you depend on him to move for you. I spend more time, Sister Gwen, getting myself in jams But regardless, I still expect God to get me out. Now, whether he does or not, that's up to him, but I'm expecting it. I'm expecting it. I was living over here on Mitchell and got kind of upset with my landlord because he was going up on my rent and I was doing all the work in the house. All the plumbing, all the painting, keeping the gutters clean, friends helping me work on the roof. He had to do nothing. So since I was doing such a good job, he decided he'd go up $80 on the rent. So I totally forget it. I was moving. After I thought about that thing, I was too proud to go back and change my mind. So the old boy say, it don't look good, does it? Now you got to go. But what are you going to do? I say, you know what, Lord? I don't know. God expects us to be honest with him.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I done did this already. So you got to move for me. I'm expecting you to move, Lord. I can't see the hope, but I'm expecting it to work for me.
Yeah.
So God will do just as what you expect him to. If you don't have any expectation for him, then there's nothing for him to do for you. Well, a lady, a real estate lady, used to go here. She says, calls me up and say, I got a house for you. I said, is that right? She said, yeah. I said, glory, hallelujah. So she takes me to the house. She shows me the house. Before I even get in the house, I say, I'll take it. I'll take it. She said, you ain't seen it yet. I said, I'll take it. When I walked in the house, it had black floors, black walls, red ceiling, bathroom, looked like an outhouse. The kitchen didn't have a K on it. It was an itching. It was a complete mess. She said, you still? I said, I'll take it. I'll take it. I wasn't nothing great, but I had to expect a miracle from God. I had to expect God to intervene in my situation because there was no turning back. God lets you put yourself in a position where you can't turn back.
Amen.
If you don't move forward, you just fall on your face. Before I knew it, friend of ours, my son's goddad, had come in there, redid the bathroom, redid the kitchen, painted the whole house, and didn't charge a dime. Somebody else called and said, you know what, I'm going to put carpet all through that house. They put carpet all through that house. That was God. If you expect it, God will do it for you. But don't think it's going to be easy. Don't think it's going to be easy. And you have to remember something. If you expect it, if you expect God to change somebody's heart, he can. Don't let what you see. You know, you don't hear me say this much, but I'll stand up and go, I'm looking right into the eyes of a devil. Hair was all over his head. He had 1 in 10. And it wasn't my purpose. But God will cause folks to stumble so that they'll bless you. And he don't have to hurt them to do it. Let me hurry up. I got to close out. With cheerful endurance and consistency, wait for. Look at 27. And he that searches the hearts Remember when the Jesus said, you don't have to ask us for what you need. Your Heavenly Father knoweth what you have need of. The word searches means to investigate. God will investigate. Don't think you're going to get away with nothing. He's going to investigate your heart and see if you're sincere about your expectation. Well, let's make the word heart more evident. It means thoughts or feelings. God going to investigate your feelings. And he's going to investigate your thoughts. And see if you're allowing that hope to flow in you. I'm almost afraid to say this. You ain't been through nothing yet. Because every time I say it, something else happens. But you know what's so good about it? It ain't like God don't know it. It ain't already made provisions for it. That's why it happened. That's why it happened. We don't understand tsunamis. But it's not a good thing that they happen. But what do? They bring people together. They make people call on the name of God. You drop an atheist in a lion's pit, first thing that'll come out of his mouth, oh my God. Somehow he has hope and expectation in something he can't see. It's either that or be eaten. You have to expect the impossible with God or you shall be eaten. All right. Why? Because that spirit or that anointing of God maketh intercession. Somebody say intercession. Intercession. It maketh intercession. It means that God will intervene for you. That he goes for you. It also means that God will create favor. Y'all don't hear me this morning. He'll create favor for you. That means he will make favor take place in your arch enemy, in your hater, so that he can bless you. God don't care who he uses or what he uses to bless you, but you have to expect to be blessed. Amen. So he makes intercession for the saints according to God. According to Theos. Or the revealed God. When God reveals himself in your spirit. These things right here are dangerous. Your eyes, they are dangerous. Because they speak to your heart. A lot of times they tell your heart what to feel. They tell your mind what to think. And they try to relate to you where you're going. But that's why the word of God says we don't live by sight. But we live by faith. Faith is the evidence of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Things what? Hoped for. So even though you can't put your hand on hope, it's still here. But you have to expect it. And remember, he says, it don't look good, but all in all, it's all good. Because it says here, and everything works together for good to them that love. That's when God is investigating your thoughts and your emotions. To see if you can love him in the midst of a meltdown. Yeah. Trouble will bring you to the place of having an absolute meltdown, where you feel like you are just completely overwhelmed.
Amen.
The overwhelming sensation makes you feel sorry for yourself. God, I don't deserve this. I've been faithful in a few things. Where's the much? But he said, if you can't be in no trouble, then you can't see my purpose. And I don't care what we say. We can say the purpose of God is to give us all the finances we need to make our bodies whole. The purpose of God is to give us mates. The purpose of God is to bless us with big, beautiful homes or with wonderful cars. But the purpose of God is always the purpose of God. And that's to have a many-membered body that is conformed into the image of his Son. Guess what that takes us back to? When Jesus said, these things I do, you will do also, and even much greater. The only way you can do greater than what he did is to go through more than what he went through. Oh my God. Spare me. Isn't that glorious? You know who expect to live by hope, expect a miracle? Just Gloria. Know why I say that? I watched her yesterday morning. She didn't know I was in my car. I was sitting there. I was sitting in my car, and I watched her try to get across 7 miles. It was a sight to see. I wish I had a movie camera. It took her 20 minutes to get across that street. But she was determined. She was going to cross 7 miles. Now, you know, Sister Gloria don't see all that good. So it's kind of hard for her at times to see that a vehicle is coming. You tell me you're not expecting God to help you. She'll step out and she'll feel something. She'll run back. She'll step out again, Brother Green. And for some reason, she'll step back again. And I'm sitting there going, come on, come on. You can make it. Because I'm looking both ways for it. I don't want to get out and startle her, because she might run out when she's not supposed to. Then I'm going to be sick because she done got hit. So I'm sitting there going, come on, go, go. She'll back up again. Then when she decides to go, she gets out in the middle of the street. Cars going behind her. Cars going in front of her. And I'm going, wow. That is incredible. So the car stopped. And he blocked the street so the car couldn't go around it. So that she could get across the street, she just marched on across the street. Oh, this was cool. Sister Elizabeth, she another one. She a snow woman. It be below zero. And she, you see her trudging down the street. I said, where is Mother Elizabeth going in this cold? She had a little hat pulled down across her head, had a little jimmies on, and she be on the move. It's freezing outside. I'm going, what is she doing out in this mess? She just be gone by herself. But see, Mother Elizabeth do something different. She'll get out there in the street, throw her hand up. She's not going to be running back and forth. That's expectation. When she throw her hand up, she's expecting them cars to stop. You'd be amazed what I see going on 7 miles. See what expectation is? It's hope. Expectation is hope. You have to have hope. You had hope when the doctors gave you up, told you the cancer was going to kill you. Without hope, you couldn't have survived. It's hope. Because hope brings forth the purpose of God in your life. Because God is creating in you a new creature. You can't be created unless you go through something that's going to reshape you. Lord, have mercy. Nobody knows the mind of God. He is the only wise God. And only He knows what He does. He just expects us to expect. How have you heard that? He expects you to expect what He's expecting. And it's to see the purpose of God in your life. The word good means benefit. It's all good. All the benefits of God are good. But you can't get paid unless you work. You got to work at this thing. This is a job. This is a job. I mean, you just work all day, all night. I mean, you just work. When you think you're peaceful, you have a dream that shakes you to the foundation. I used to have this reoccurring dream where I was just falling. Kept falling and falling and falling. I wake up, wake myself up, go back to sleep. I'm still falling. I pick up right where I stopped at. So one day I said, you know what, I'm just going to, if this dream keep coming back, then evidently I can control this dream. So when I was falling, Brother Andy, I just went on and hit the bottom. I went straight to the bottom. Because God wants you to know that there is stability in your life.
Yeah.
It seems like you'll never reach the bottom going through what you're going through. But with expectation, you can create what you have need of beneath your feet. And then it's getting to the point that He was telling us all the time. It's Christ in you. The hope. See, hope, you can't touch it, but it's still a reality. You can't touch Jesus, but you know He in you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the hope. So, what do? We hope. Against hope, we hope. Abraham hoped against hope. He allowed the hope of God in his life to be greater than his own hope. Because if he went by his own hope, he'd have never been the father of many nations.
Right.
You'll never be who God has called you to be unless you hope against hope. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to the God. It gets rough. It gets real rough. I'm getting to the place I don't even like getting the mail no more. The mailman's name is Paul. I said, Paul, what you got? I got this. I said, just throw it to the chute. It'll be there. But then I changed my mind. So I started taking the mail. He said, well, why would you do that? Because now when I take it, I'm expecting God to do something with it. You can't keep running and have hope. Amen.
I have been...
Your baby heard it.
Well, I am that living hope. I am that who He who was and is and yet to come. And I have filled you with my spirit and my purpose, which is to be like me. Therefore, as you battle, as you go along, knowing that I am with you, even though you cannot see me, even though you cannot feel me, even though at times you would think that I am not there, I am always there with you. Whithersoever you go, I am with you, forming you, shaping you. On I am the potter and you are the clay. Built according to my purpose, according to my specifications, to fulfill that which I have called you for. I have called you into a greatness, the one body and one mind. Therefore, you have to be shaped like I am and go through what I went through. Even though I was here for a short time, ye shall go through a greater time, for ye are here longer. For my purpose, that many may be called, not only for yourself, but for others, that many might be called into this great kingdom, into my fullness, into my way, into my purpose, that the light might be shown unto others who walk in darkness. That is why you go through, so that you can encourage others and let them know that the same hope which brought you out shall bring them out. The same hope which delivered you shall deliver them, that they might have the peace of God in their life, the love and the joy that you share. That is my purpose, that you be like me, conform to my image after my likeness, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Ah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm asking everyone to stand.